Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking deworming strategies during drought. Back on that in just a moment.
Don't miss Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30 p.m., selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls. Also, 20 bred Hereford females, some with calves. For more information, call them today at 580-552-1555. And to see the catalog online, just go to dvauction.com. Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed. Drought conditions persist, but it's very important that you stay on top of your game nonetheless when it comes to best management practices for your cattle herd, and that includes deworming, according to Dr. Joe Diedrichson with Mariel Animal Health.
This is one misconception that a lot of producers have, that when it's real hot and dry, they don't have to worry about parasites. Well, parasites have the ability to move down into the soil under severe conditions like that and survive for long times. And just a little bit of rain that seems like not much of all, it shows you a little bit of growth on that, and they're back up there. And what it tends to do is concentrate them, because the grass is so much shorter that you're getting to the parasites much easier. So, yes, parasite management in drought times is very important. Because when we think of parasites, you know, everybody thinks of that diarrhea type of thing or rough hair coat, but most of the things you see on it are not really that visible. Like, they reduce the immune response so they don't respond to other diseases as well, decreases appetite. So if you do have some feed, it decreases your efficiency. Of course, right now at $2 a pound on calves, every pound that we reduce weaning weight is pretty significant loss. And then the last thing is, a lot of people don't realize, is that parasites actually lower conception rates in cows and heifers. So it's very important, even in drought times, to manage parasites.
The case for deworming to be a part of your best management practices toolkit, even in the time of dry conditions. It's Dr. Joe Diedrichson joining us today from Mariel. Mariel does have a brand new dewormer product. And for the cattle industry, always interesting when we get something new out there. Dr. Diedrichson, tell us about Long Range.
Long Range is an injectable formulation of a prenumectin, and it is a prescription dewormer, but it has an extended release injection that really offers a new way to look and think about parasite control. Because of the unique TheraPhase technology that is used to develop this formulation of aprenomectin, with this single subcutaneous injection, you get parasite activity for 100 to 150 days. And see, this is long enough to break the parasite life cycle on grass and effectively reduce those parasite burdens on the pasture.
Joe, how does it differentiate itself from other dewormers currently on the market?
It is that TheraPhase technology. When you inject this solution subcutaneous, it forms a matrix. You have an immediate big release of drug at time of injection, and then as that matrix breaks down, which is fully biodegradable, it breaks down into water and carbon dioxide, you start going back up in levels at about 70 days, and you get a second peak at 100 days after the first injection. And this is what allows you to get 100 to 150 days activity out of a single injection.
When should we be using the product?
Times of highest parasite transmission. In most parts of the country, that's in the spring when the grass greens up. That's when your parasites move up out of the soil where they've been over winter or over a drought time. And when that grass starts greening up and growing, that's when you have the highest parasite transmission. So in the spring at turnout or when grass is greening up is your optimum time. And many parts of the country, that will give you coverage for the entire grazing season.
At this point, what, you know, proper dosage for this particular product, how does that play out?
Yeah, it's 1 mL per 110 pounds of body weight. It's given subcutaneous in front of the shoulder, and it's important to follow the BQA guidelines of not giving more than 10 mL in a single injection site. And I always bring that up because today's beef cow is estimated to be closer to 1,350 pounds average weight versus we always talk about a 1,000-pound cow. And so if you got a 1,300-pound cow, you need to divide that up into injection sites.
And most certainly, this is a product that is out available right now to producers, right?
Yes, we started shipping it to distribution in the first week in January, and it should be available all over the country now.
Thank you, Joe. Dr. Joe Diedrichsen, field veterinary specialist for Mariel Animal Health, talking about Long Range, their new dewormer now out and available. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.